So our next speaker is Jacqueline Ricotta, going to lecture today on training horticulture students through a charitable garden project.
All right, hello everyone. So I think what you're going to hear right now is really going to echo what Mike said. I'm from Delaware Valley University. We are not in Delaware. We're actually in Pennsylvania, Bucks County, Pennsylvania, which is just outside of Philadelphia. At DelVale, we have about 1,100 acres of farmland on three farms, and we have a very specific program called our E360 program that requires work experience of all our students. Because of that, we always employ students during the summer on our farms. And so that plays into why our charitable garden came about. So our charitable garden is called Hope of the Harvest. And as you can see, it's really morphed from just being a garden to a whole initiative that addresses hunger in our area. So it was the Hope of the Harvest Garden was initiated by a student in 2012, and we took about an acre of farmland on our campus farm and turned it into what we call the charitable garden. The garden was managed by our DelVale farm manager, who oversaw the entire process, but really doing the work, the majority of the work was done by our students. And you can see some students here, they're transplanting. That first year, the students grew about 16,000 pounds of produce, and all of that produce was donated. And I'll get into where the donations went in just a moment. This garden, as I've said, has really expanded. We now have locations both on our campus farm and on one of our second farms called the Roth Farm. It's about 15 minutes away. And one of the other things that's happened is some of the initial work that is done early on in the season, say in the April-May timeframe, is actually done by the classes. For example, my commercial vegetable production class will actually do a lab where we are out in the field tilling some of the land, laying plastic, and transplanting. And so the students are not only getting hands-on experience in their course, but they're actually contributing to a garden that's ultimately going to go to needy people. And, of course, as Mike said, there definitely is a need for food. I have a slightly different definition of food insecurity from the USDA, and this is a lack of consistent access to enough food for an active, healthy life. So in our area in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, about 9% of our residents and 16% of all children in Bucks County are food insecure. Bucks County is a relatively affluent area, so these numbers are somewhat surprising if you've ever been to Bucks County, but what it goes to show is that the face of hunger, as you said, you can't tell. It knows no bounds. Philadelphia is, and Philadelphia County encompasses the city of Philadelphia. It's the sixth largest city in the country. It is unfortunately one of the top 10 counties in the United States for hunger. And approximately 20% of the residents are food insecure. And this is a really high number. One in five people doesn't really know where their next meal is coming from. They don't have access to good, healthy food. So there's definitely a need in our area for food. So the Hope of the Harvest Charitable Initiative, not only, as I said, grew from just being a garden where we donated the food to being a whole network of food donations. So as DelVale's efforts became more known in the area, one by one, a number of charitable agencies asked Delaware Valley University if they could partner with us. And so we are partnered with PhilAbundance, the Bucks County Opportunity Council, the United Way of Bucks County, Land O'Lakes Foundation, the Reinvestment Fund, and the Lehigh Valley Community Foundation. And there are a few others as well. These organizations not only provide funding for all the supplies for the garden, as well as for the transportation of the produce, but they also provide volunteers. And our farm manager is responsible for coordinating the volunteers through the season so that these organizations are not just giving their dollars, they're giving their time, and they're really making a difference. And once again, it's students and it's volunteers and it's the Delvale farm manager who are doing the entire process from ordering and starting the seeds, to transplanting, to field tillage, laying plastics, and then pest management, and ultimately harvest and packing of the produce as well. So I want to just once again go through what some of the different partners are doing as far as the Hope for the Harvest initiative. The Bucks County Opportunity Council is a nonprofit organization that's devoted to reducing poverty and promoting economic self-sufficiency. The Bucks County Opportunity Council was one of the first groups to get involved with the Hope for the Harvest. They recruit quite a few volunteers in addition to the student workers, and they help with distribution. And you can see this is one of the BCOC trucks. This comes to campus on a regular basis, and we load up the boxes and bins full of produce into their truck, and they will take it and distribute it in various ways. One of the ways that they just of distribution that they just started last year, and this is a really neat thing, Mike, because you were asking about this in your presentation, they actually have a new program called Fresh Connect. And what Fresh Connect is it's a free farmers market. And this is a picture of it right there. All of the produce at this farmers market is donated, and people can come and take whatever they want, whatever they need. So it's just such a wonderful way to give people the opportunity to have choice in the food they're getting. So often what happens in the hunger relief programs is people are getting non-perishable food. They're getting canned goods. They're getting boxed macaroni and cheese. They're getting granola bars that have a lot of sugar in them. And while, yes, these do alleviate hunger, as we all know, they're not as healthy as fresh produce is. And so this Fresh Connect is really a wonderful opportunity both to give to the community and for people to get fresh product. Philabundance is a big partner in this whole endeavor. They are the leading hunger organization in the entire Philadelphia region. In 2017, they distributed 24 million pounds of food. So they're bringing in tons and tons of food from all over. Many of the food drives that happen in the Philadelphia area, the drives are for food to go to Philabundance. One of the radio stations has what they call a camp out for hunger, and people can bring in, once again, the non-perishables that will go to Philabundance. About 10%, though, of what Philabundance does distribute is fresh produce. And of that 10%, it comes from gardens like our Hope for the Harvest garden, and it comes from another organization, Rolling Harvest Food Rescue, as well as Philadelphia Regional Wholesale Produce Market is one of the largest in the nation, and they now are donating to Philabundance as well. As I mentioned, Rolling Harvest Food Rescue, this was started by Kathy Snyder. Kathy realized that farmers were leaving products in their field and that these products could go to feeding hungry people in the area. So Kathy started with just her car going to farmers' fields. It was in the fall, and she was picking up winter squash because, it lasts for a long time. This whole organization has just really grown by leaps and bounds. They now have a whole organization behind them. They glean from about 35 farms in the area. Their produce not only goes to Philabundance, it goes to a number of food pantries in the area. This is some of the Rolling Harvest volunteers who are actually at Del Valle. They're gleaning, or actually not even gleaning, they're actually picking from our Hope for the Harvest garden. And so we now have a very nice relationship between Del Valle and Rolling Harvest, and their founder, Kathy Snyder, is often a speaker at many of the events we have on campus.
5 minutes,
okay. Oh, Bucks County Knocks Out Hunger, Bucks County United Way. Once again, we get volunteers from the United Way. United Way has funded the Hope for the Harvest Garden, and now the effort has grown where we actually pack non-perishable foods at Del Valle every year, going to lunches for needy kids. So that's the United Way. And then finally, there's so much going on in Bucks County now as far as hunger relief. A few years ago, a local business person purchased a large farm. It's called the Carversville Farm Foundation. And this farm just produces so they can donate food, the same as our Hope for the Harvest Garden. So now Del Valle's efforts are actually being replicated by philanthropists in the area. And they've turned around and hired a number of Del Valle students. So just to conclude some of the results, not only have we donated over 265,000 pounds of fresh produce, we've built a whole network of food producers, of gleaners, of organizations who are getting fresh horticultural products to the people who need them. Over the years, we've had over 100 students involved in the Hope for the Harvest Charitable Garden. We have one of the alums from that effort here in the room today. And some of our clubs and organizations will do service projects volunteering for the Hope for the Harvest Garden. It's also gained a lot of publicity for the institution. This is Comcast, one of our local stations. This is actually a picture where someone from Bucks County Opportunity Council is being interviewed about the Hope for the Harvest Garden and how they're interacting with them. And then lastly, it's received, because of the publicity, we've received quite a few very generous donations. What one of those donations has allowed us to do is to expand our hydroponics efforts on campus. And now the food grown in the hydroponics classes and in our greenhouses is being donated to Hope for the Harvest Charitable Initiative as well. So the future plans are to continue the charitable garden, and we'd actually like to have a food pantry on campus because the issue of college students and hunger is one that is really on the forefront, and a number of universities in the Philadelphia area have started those as well. So any questions? Oh, yes, hi. We hire generally between 10 and 14 students over the summer. Yes, we have a lot of student participation over the summer as well.
On the farmer's market, is that strictly on the honor system in terms of any criteria, restrictions of what you can and cannot take, particularly as needed?
I believe that it's on the honor system. I think that it's one of those things that because it's sponsored by one of the charitable organizations, that they're really only getting the word out to the people who really need it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we at Delaware Valley university do not do that, but my my understanding is that PhilAbundance has programs in inner city Philadelphia where there are food deserts. And actually, honestly, the one student right now who's working for, he worked for Hope for the Harvest last summer, and this year he got a job with the Cartersville Farm Foundation. He is from inner city Philadelphia, and that's his goal, is to have some sort of market there that provides fresh produce.
Jackie, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.